Environmentalists are saying the Bush administration has given oil companies carte blanche to pollute. And a Florida school is looking for companies to distribute two new technologies for waste and wastewater. Today is November 2nd, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
A report released Wednesday by the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmentalist organization, says the U.S. oil and gas production industry has enjoyed loopholes in federal laws that allow it to release toxic substances into the environment. The report profiles families in western states who have experience living near oil and gas drilling production facilities. The families live or lived near facilities in Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Montana, where the industry is growing the fastest. Between 1995 and 2005, more than 60,000 new wells came into production in those states. The principal author of the report, NRDC senior policy analyst Amy Mall, testified Wednesday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Lee Fuller, vice president of government relations for the Independent Petroleum Association of America, said federal environmental laws were created to address large sources of pollution, such as manufacturing. Oil and gas sites are exempted from the laws, he says, because they are small sources of pollution. In its recent SPCC amendments for oil production facilities, EPA modified the definition of production facility. The amendments also extended the time frame by which a new oil production facility must implement an SPCC plan, and exempted flow-through process vessels at oil production facilities from the size secondary containment requirement subject to certain conditions. Coming up, a Florida university announces two environmental breakthroughs in technology, and new information from the Nevada DEP suggests the state's mines are gambling with underreported mercury emissions. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The University of Florida in Gainesville is actively seeking a company interested in commercializing two new technologies for environmental control. The first is a system for efficient anaerobic conversion of a waste that could reduce the need for landfills. Current methods of anaerobic digestion involve pumping liquid between bioreactors. The process frequently traps gases in the waste and causes a blocking of liquid flow in the system, which can cause the system to malfunction and hinder the anaerobic digestion of waste. The university's anaerobic process prevents gas from being entrapped. The second technology could improve portable chlorine gas generators. The system keeps the chemical agents in separate sections of a single device, mixing them when the chlorine dioxide is being ejected from the canister. Emission data recently released by the Nevada Department of Environmental Protection has revealed that gold mines in the northern portion of the state were underreporting significant levels of mercury emissions. Until 2006, mines were not required to actually measure mercury releases, only estimate mercury emissions. Many mines that were rated as Tier 2 may have to be reclassified to Tier 1 as a result of recent reports. The Florida Canyon Mine submitted no mercury pollution reports to EPA for the last 8 years, yet the new information indicates that the mine is a large source of emissions, reporting 440 pounds of emissions in a 2006 report to the Nevada DEP. The Rawhide Mine submitted reports to the EPA of just 0 to 1 pound of emissions for each of the previous 8 years, yet it reported 351 pounds of emissions to the Nevada DEP in 2006. The mine is currently winding down operations. Glenn Miller, an environmental scientist with the University of Nevada, Reno, says the mercury problem has been known for nearly 10 years. He believes that each mine should have had a much more aggressive monitoring and mercury capture program in place. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.